If I could only pick one thing that I'm proud of having achieved in 2019, it would be the speed at which we make revenue in Ramble. We have run two rounds of our innovation accelerator, and typically the teams completing the accelerator make revenue in less than 3 months. To make revenue and doing it fast is of course important to prove there is a market for the new offering you have invented. However, speed to revenue is just as important to give you the license to operate if you lead innovation in a legacy company like I do. At Ramble, we are not just looking for new revenue streams. We want to rock the mothership, as we say. That's why we innovate from within, which leads me to the challenges that I've had to overcome in 2019. Because it's easy to come up with great ideas and run an innovation accelerator. The difficult part is when the teams leave the accelerator and come back into the core business. Every single team presents not only a new idea, but a new business model. That means they have completely different needs to our support functions like IT, legal and marketing compared to the existing business. To overcome this challenge, we have, together with each of the support functions, mapped all the requirements to launch a new business, and that covers everything from trademark, registration to payment, gateway, cloud platform, branding, visual identity, etc. And by doing this exercise, you pave the way both for working together, and it becomes clear why for some needs we need to do something differently than what we are used to in order to move at speed. For those specific needs, we either hire new competencies or get external support for a short period. So what is it that we do differently in Ramble to succeed with innovation? I would say our unique sauce, if you like, is how we work with innovation in a professional and systematic way. To be concrete, there are three ingredients in our secret sauce. Number one, we set strategic direction for our innovation efforts. To do that, we have a disruption radar where we have mapped 1,200 startups within our field. They are mapped based on the level of funding they have received and the kind of disruption they represent. This gives us a hint of where the market is heading, and we can decide where we want to play in the future. If you wait until you see it in the market, it's too late. Number two is that we have established an innovation accelerator. This is a 6-month program where all 16,000 employees are invited to participate. We call for ideas within strategic themes from our disruption radar, and typically we get more than 250 ideas. Initially, we don't look for business cases or other financial aspects. It's all about the customers and how to solve their pains. 25 ideas are then selected for experimentation, and in this phase, we tighten the grip. They need to prove they have validated the customer need, how they have tested customer desirability and willingness to pay. We look at the business model and how scalable it is, and it offers new growth opportunities. We also look at technical requirements to deliver the idea. Do we have the capabilities, and do the teams have a plan for what they need to do next? 5 teams are chosen to go all the way in the accelerator. And this is where it becomes tough. We look at the sales pipeline, how many customers do they have, what is the length of the sales cycle, assumed conversion and retention rates. And then we go into details of the financials. Sales projections, costs, revenue, and the investments required. That was the accelerator and the second ingredient. The third ingredient in our secret sauce is how we manage innovation. And by that, I mean all the things that need to happen around the innovation teams. Governance, support functions, KPIs, stakeholder management, and not least our executive board. This is by far the most difficult and tough ingredient in the sauce, but I think we have managed to strike a good balance between having governance and measures in place on one side and still provide the innovation teams with a budget, mandate, and freedom to operate on the other. What I see as most important for corporate innovation for 2020 and beyond is to move focus from ideation to drive business. My mantra is speed to revenue, and it's a given that the sooner you go to market and make revenue, the better. But just as importantly, it makes innovation a strategic driver for the company.